Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer once again, joined by our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Richard Passwater. And, you know, I said we were going to talk about something that we had never, ever spoken about here on the Wilner Window because it's really not a supplement thing. But, you know, but I feel it's important to address it. And I know it's a subject very close to the heart of Dr. Passwater as well. And that's fluoridation. And so what is it that Dr. Passwater, what is it lately that's going on that got fluoride in the news again?
I think Friday was Associated Press report showing that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services have come to recognize that there's really too much fluoride being consumed by our young people, and that dental fluorosis, which is they'd like to pass it off as innocuous spotting of teeth, but it's actually a weakening of teeth. It makes teeth more brittle, and this can cause just as much decay and loss of teeth as being subject to acids in the mouth that can come from sugar fermentation. So they put out a release. I think this is the start, the beginning of the end for fluoridation. EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, a couple of years ago put out a report showing that levels of above 4 parts per million were harmful to people in many ways. And now we're coming to see that fluorosis is a larger problem that is due to the fluoride ion. But my concern has been, and I used to work with fluorine quite a bit in chemistry. I worked for Allied Chemical and General Chemical. We made hydrofluoric acid, boron trifluoride, compounds that were nerve gases. And I learned that fluoride and fluorine are enzyme killers. They deactivate enzymes, and the body works on thousands and thousands of enzymes. First of all, fluoride is not a nutrient, as the Public Health Service tries to pass it off as. In order to prove something is a nutrient, you have to demonstrate that an absence of this compound or element causes a health problem. And when you put people on fluoride-free diets where they live in their native cultures, or you put animals on fluoride-free diets, nothing shows up. No disease, no teeth or dental problems, no bone problems. So there is no nutritional use for fluoride or fluorine. So it is, and so stated by the Institute of Medicine, they include it in their summaries only because they think it has a beneficial effect on teeth by improving their resistance to acid. It's not a nutrient. Second of all, it's put in everybody's water. Well, I know a lot of people that are B6 deficient, B12 deficient, B1 deficient, B3 deficient.
That's right.
But it's not put in everybody's water.
That's right.
Now, if somebody wants to take fluoride to improve their acid resistance, they can get it in their toothpaste. They can go to the dentist. God love dentists. They take care of our teeth. had the dentist apply a fluoride gel properly. You can get fluoride tablets. You can get it however you want it.
Yeah.
But don't treat everybody. I'd go a step further. I know people get headaches a lot. But we don't put aspirin. We don't medicate through the water supply. We should have access to pure water.
That's right. I agree 100%. And your logic is perfect. You know, you're right.
Well, I think up there in New York, I think there's a Peter Vallone Jr. who's going to be councilman is going to bring it up New York City Council on January 18th. He's going to make a motion to stop fluoridation in New York City, and he's going to present the evidence showing the detrimental effects. And your listeners may be interested in this, and I would advise them to read the literature, see the studies that show that fluoride interferes with IQ, as an example. As far-fetched as that may sound to those, we know it's good for your teeth.
Yeah.
Read the literature. There are studies out there. There are about 100 studies showing that fluoride reduces IQ, especially in children. And there are many other problems. But, you know, if you want to get fluoride, take it. Be my guest.
Yeah,
but
you're right.
Don't put it in everybody's water.
That's right. I used to spend all sorts of money on a filter just to filter the fluorine out of my drinking water.
Well, that was a good move, but you shouldn't have to do that.
I know. It's a shame. And you're absolutely right, and I hope, I hope after this thing gets going, we get a good public outcry, and maybe we'll get rid of it in New York's water and everywhere else.
Well, I'm interested in people's health, and all I ask is read the literature. See, just don't read the statements that say, we endorse it, it's good for you. Read the scientific findings. Look for evidence that it is useful, look for evidence that it is safe, and look for evidence that it is not.
Yeah.
And a good website to go to would be the Fluoride Action Network. It's, I don't know the URL, but look for Fluoride Action Network. Look for some of the books on fluoridation. And I think a lot of people will have their eyes open. All I ask is also to open your mind.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Absolutely correct. Okay. It's another topic we can talk about. But I promised Linda and Herb we'd get to them. So, Linda, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Yes, I have a question for Dr. Passwater. I'm taking Lipitor, and the pharmacist said to take CoQ10 with Lipitor at night, and others are saying to take it apart. Also, I have a dosage of 200 milligrams of CoQ10 in one capsule. Is that too much?
Well, let's start with that question first. No, that's not too much at all. What happens when you take larger amounts is that the percentage absorbed starts going down as each increment increases. So you lose some efficiency. But if you were going to take 200 milligrams, you would get more absorbed if you took two 100 milligrams. Gram capsules at different times throughout the day. But 200 is fine. It's going to help protect you against possible side effects from the statin drug Lipitor.
Right.
That's many of those studies that I mentioned earlier are just on this alone. How much coenzyme Q10 will be protective, and there's a lot of areas to look into. But what the statins do, including Lipitor, is when they stop the synthesis or reduce the synthesis of cholesterol, also reduces the body's production of coenzyme Q10. And as I explained at the beginning of the show, coenzyme Q10 helps produce the energy that drives virtually every reaction in the body. Everything that part of the life process more or less needs energy, and this is more or less dependent on coenzyme Q10. So if you take a drug that stops production of one thing, and it also reduces your Q10, it's going to show up as various health effects throughout the body. This is why your pharmacist recommended CoQ10. It's not so important if you take it with it or at some other time, as it is important you take it. If I had my preference, I would suggest you take it separately, but I don't think it's that big of an issue. More of these studies are underway. We'll have more refinement of that information in the future.
Okay, Linda, also, you probably should be taking the CoQ10 with, if you're going to take it twice a day, take it with meals. Okay, CoQ10 is a fat-soluble substance, and it's absorbed better if you have some fat available when you take it. So I would take it, just make sure you have a little bit of some fat when you take the CoQ10.
If I would take two capsules, that would make 400 milligrams, because each is 200. Is that a problem?
Probably not, but that would be a very, very good dosage. If you wanted to, you could get the 100 milligram CoQ10 next time and just take it twice.
Arnie, may I add that there are studies underway for Parkinson's, et cetera,
yeah,
that are taking 1,600 milligrams a day, and there are no detrimental effects. So if
right,
she's worried about taking too much,
coenzyme
Q10 is very poorly absorbed, and the problem is to get more into the bloodstream. So the only downside is that it's expensive to take more.
Yeah. Okay, Linda?
Taking at night when I go to bed, so should I eat at night when taking the CoQ10 at night?
No, you probably shouldn't take it then. You should take it with dinner.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, Linda. Thanks so much for calling. Okay, 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. Give us a call. This is Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest. Dr. Richard Passwater will all be back after these messages.
Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain, Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So, well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Now, you don't find many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long must mean they're doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this is our 100th anniversary. And what's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all this while offering some of the best discount prices you'll find. To celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes, setting up special seminars and health fairs, and in addition to our usual sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sales discount deals throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products at from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, www.wilner.com, for both our regular winter sale discounts as well as our special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever a time to be on Wilner's mailing list, this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it on our website, wilner.com, by phone at 1-800-633-1106, or personally in our store. And while you're on the Wilner.com website, www.wilner.com, be sure to enter our drawings for free prizes and check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices, even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to you in just a moment.
This is Don Goldberg, and I have a question for you. How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, maybe you should try Solgar's Ubiquinol, the pre-converted form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a harsh stimulant like caffeine. It's an antioxidant that provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes Ubiquinol, and it's present in every cell. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and then convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also blocks your production of CoQ10. Taking Solgar's ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users, so you can feel young again.
Do you have mushroom wisdom? In Asia, medicinal mushrooms are relied upon for their unique ability to promote health and well-being. Now, Mushroom Wisdom brings the immunity-boosting benefits of maitake mushrooms to your everyday healthy lifestyle in maitake defraction supplements. Defraction is a proprietary compound largely responsible for maitake's immune support benefits. Mushroom Wisdom extracts defraction from the purest maitake mushrooms, grown in a pristine environment free of pesticides and fertilizers, and brings it to you in defraction tablets, capsules, and tincture. Mushroom Wisdom introduced maitake extract to America nearly 20 years ago. Its maitake defraction supplements are now relied upon by a large number of healthcare professionals and consumers for ultimate immune support, and defraction has been used in numerous cancer studies at leading university medical centers. Experience the immune-boosting properties of Mushroom Wisdom maitake defraction supplements.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Dr. Richard Passwater. And, all right, Herb, it's your turn. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Good, thank you. Congratulations on your 100th. My company is celebrating its 50th, so
right.
We can have a birthday party together.
There you go.
My question was this. I'm taking right now 200 milligrams of ubiquinol, and I'm taking 100, partially because of your sale, of the regular CoQ10 separately. Now, what I want to know, I heard Dr. Passwater suggest, and it was very interesting, that whether you take the ubiquinol or ubiquinome is less critical than which is absorbed. And how in heck do you know if you're taking, let's say, the ubiquinome, how do I know whether the 100 that I'm taking right now is being absorbed? In other words, how do you make that judgment?
All right, Dr. Passwater, it's all yours now.
Good, thank you.
You asked for it, you got it.
Well, Herb, that is a very, very, very good question. We shouldn't even have to be worrying about it. However, every manufacturer wants to have an edge for their product, whatever they have to sell, so they try to make an issue of a point. And the point here is bioavailability or absorption. To answer your question, what needs to be done is for someone to conduct a study using all the popular forms of coenzyme Q10 in both the ubiquinone and ubiquinol form, all used in the same clinical study with the same run at the same time, randomized, done so we're not comparing Asians to Indians to North Americans or whatever, but in the same population group, going through the same screening, and using the same analytical protocols throughout. In other words, we want to compare apples to apples. We don't want to be trying to compare apples to oranges. Now, unfortunately, what manufacturers like to do is run their product versus something in the literature and say this is a standard. And what they try to compare it to is the old-fashioned crystalline, Coenzyme Q10 in the form of ubiquinone. Well, this is only about 1% absorbed. Now, well, when you take this, it's very imperative that you get in the diet fats such as peanut butter, butters, or whatever forms of fat to help in the absorption. Now, the best of the products aren't absorbed at too much higher than that. Typically, you can get it up to close to four times that. So it makes a big difference, four times the one. But I'll give you some figures offhand. Cosol is absorbed at 2.8%. Co-absorbed is 2.57%. Q-poly, 1.8%. Q-sol, 2.7%. Solgar's Nano is 3.5%. Q-absorb is 2.6%. And ubiquinol is 2.7% in this study. Q-gel, 2.8%. They're not that divergent if you look at the modern forms versus the old crystalline forms. So don't really get hung up on which one. They're good. They're all good. And they're all within a little bit of each other. So the answer is to have your blood analyzed and see how much is in the blood. The other way, if you're not going to do that, take more than you need, and it'll get up there eventually.
Dr. Passwater, how much difference does it take if you take, say, a fish oil with it or if you eat a fatty meal with it in terms of the absorption?
Oh, my, that looks like a straightforward question. And I tell you, we've run into some problems with that. We are finding that fish oil is not increasing the amount of CoQ absorbed that much, and we don't know why. We don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with their study. I would like to say this is an ideal way to do it, is take fish oil along with your coenzyme Q10. It's a fat. It'll be absorbed.
Yeah. But, well, why not?
What our early studies are showing is we're not getting that effect, and it's got us completely bewildered. Ask me that again a year from now. I can hopefully give you the straightforward answer. It's going to help a lot, but we're not seeing it right now, and we don't know why.
Yeah, I would think, because I take my CoQ10 with the fish oil. So.
Well, you know, it's the logical thing to do. What could be more natural?
I know.
I don't know if it's the study, the test. It's just got us buffaloed. Okay. And, give us some time on that.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sure it'll, because I'd hate to see you more confused than you are. You know?
It's almost impossible we'll be more
all right.
confused, but it's pushing it.
We're going to pause for a short break. We'll be right back.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And a problem on the FDR Drive, northbound side of 42nd Street. A crash, two lanes will be blocked off, so you might want to use an Uptown Avenue or the West Side Highway instead. Also, the BQE northbound at Hamilton Avenue. A disabled vehicle is being cleared from the left lane, as this report is sponsored by AutoZone. Elsewhere in the five boroughs, though, not seeing any major backups. And just to keep in the back of your head for tomorrow, back of your memory, alternate side of the street parking rules will be back in effect, and it also includes the meter rules. Getting across the Hudson River, GW Bridge, Lincoln Holland Tunnel, all in very good shape. Clifton, New Jersey, Route 3 eastbound side before Route 21, there's a crash in the right lane. In Newark, Route 22 eastbound at Route 21, we have an accident also being cleared. No delays right now getting across the Tappan Zee Bridge. Don't let a bad battery unexpectedly leave you stranded in the cold. Get to AutoZone for a ruggedly dependable Duralast battery. It's proven tough and only available at AutoZone. I'm Bill Powers. That's WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels. But did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body. And elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic aged garlic extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. Arnie Gotomer along with Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Dr. Richard Passwater. And before we get back to the phones, I want to alert you to one of the sales now in effect at Wilner Chemist because it's really extraordinary. We have CoQ10 supplements from Solgar, 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 milligram, 400 milligram, on sale at 75% off list price. And we have Jarrow's Ubiquinol, 100 and 200 milligrams on sale at 35% off list price. Okay, with that said, getting back to the phones, let's talk to Elaine from Philadelphia. Hello, Elaine.
Yes, my problem is I take CoQ10. It gets me ringing in my ears, but I haven't been taking it with meals. I didn't know you should take it with meals.
Okay, what you're describing we call pharmaceutically an untoward reaction. In other words, it's just something which totally unexpected and just, you know, maybe somewhat unique to yourself. I'm not saying you don't get ringing in your ears when you take CoQ10. It's just most unusual. You could try taking it with meals or have you definitely isolated it to the CoQ10?
Well, yes, because I've taken two different brands. One was a gel cap, and the other is a national brand in the capsule.
Mm-hmm.
The regular yellow stuff, you know, not the Ubiquinol. I haven't tried that.
Yeah. So, and it, Richard, do you have any thoughts, Dr. Passwater?
Yeah, you're right on again, spot on again, Arnie. First of all, if she still got some left and she wants to try it with the meal, see if it makes a difference. But you're totally correct with the biochemical individuality and the untoward effects where people are different. And Dr. Prodell knows that from the art of practicing medicine. I'm not trying to speak for him, but they know every medicine doesn't work the same in every person. You have to treat the individual. Yeah. And I want to, if I may, on this caller's time, just add one thing to what I said about the study with the fish oil and the CoQ10. In science, we have to go with the body of the scientific literature. We don't go with one or two tests alone because they may be outliers. There may be something in the methodology, something that we don't know about, unexplained, that's given spurious results, and we can't base everything on that. And I think physicians like Dr. Patel are probably even more conservative. They don't jump on the first thing that comes around. They want to see that it really works with real people before they jump on an idea. I'm not trying to speak for anybody, so Dr. Patel may...
No, I absolutely agree. And in this case, what I would suggest is that you try a different brand. I'm talking to the caller. Because maybe there's a dye or something in the capsule that's disagreeing with you rather than the coenzyme Q itself. And if you've been using perhaps ubiquinone, you might try ubiquinol or vice versa, because maybe it's something else rather than the coenzyme Q.
Okay, Lane, it's just something you're going to have to play with because it's it's an individual thing.
It's expensive to play with.
I know. All those things are expensive to play with, but. You know, at Wilner's, we try and make it as inexpensive as possible, or inexpensive as possible. Thanks for the call, Elaine. Let's talk to Karen from Springfield, New Jersey. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm very well, thank you. My question is about fluoride in infant vitamins. The vitamins my seven-month-old grandson gets does have. They're from the pharmacy prescribed by the pediatrician, and they do have fluoride in them.
Mm-hmm.
So is that a no-no?
Well, it depends. As Dr. Passwater said, it depends how you feel about fluoride. If your doctor feels it's something that's necessary and you agree with him, that's fine. But you have the choice to do it. It's not
right.
Like somebody's putting the fluoride
right.
in your water.
Right. So do you have vitamins? Do you carry infant vitamin drops? Obviously without the fluoride.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
You can probably even get them in your local pharmacy. You know,
right.
They make vitamins without fluoride as well.
So, Dr. Passwater, you feel that it's a hindrance then to the infant?
I say that fluoride produces undesirable effects in some people. If you're going to give it to a growing child while they're in the forming their teeth, it can have beneficial results. If it's taken internally, it would be even better if a gel is applied to the teeth externally during these years. But this is treating the individual and confining it to the individual and not mass treatment of the masses.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's basically an individual choice, but it sounds like it's doing more harm than good from listening to you guys.
Yeah, well, I was never a big fan of fluoride myself. If you wanted a like Dr. Passwater said, you know, for the developing teeth, it might be helpful, but you know, there's also some drawbacks with having that fluoride floating around the rest of the body.
Right. Well, I was listening, but you know, about the IQ and God knows what else. Okay. I thank you very much for your opinion.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Karen. All right, let's talk to, let's try Mary from Short Hills, New Jersey. Hi, Mary.
Hello, doctor. I wanted to ask you, I take ubiquinol. I have atrial fibrillation, and I take 100, just 100 milligrams. It has helped me. And I also take acetyl L-carnitine. Mm-hmm. And what confused me a little bit, and then I also take a sugar, ribose. I got this all out of Dr. Sinatra's book.
Mm-hmm.
And I take magnesium. And my energy has improved. I may not be taking enough ubiquinol, though, because of the fibrillation. I don't know. But I was trying to cut the prices until now I see I should be getting them straight from you. But I noticed one of the brands on acetyl L-carnitine. Mm-hmm. I don't quite understand what that does. It doesn't say free form. It says pharmaceutical grade.
And it's free form.
And so they're interchangeable, free form and pharmaceutical grade?
Pretty much these days, all of the acetyl L-carnitine is free form, means it's not made from another compound. It's really synthesized.
Actually, wasn't there a different carnitine that seemed to do more for the heart?
Propionyl.
Yeah.
Acetyl carnitine is often used for brain. Plain carnitine and propionyl carnitine seem to be better for muscle. Propionyl carnitine for heart. And I don't know any more than those few words, but Dr. Passwater does.
You paid attention. That's good.
Yeah. But how much difference it makes, that I'm not sure.
Well, I read where the acetyl carnitine is better for the brain. And, you know, my memory's getting a little weak. I notice I'm stumbling over names, trying to pull them up from time to time. And I think this is good as well for the heart as for the mind. And then one other thing on this, it says BIOSINT as the origin.
Yeah.
Is that a worthy company? I mean, is it all right to take that? I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's there's a few suppliers of there's two main suppliers. I think there's one called Lonza, and what's the other one, Richard?
That would be Sigma Tau.
Yeah, Sigma Tau.
Yeah, I've seen that on a couple of supplements that I've picked up, Sigma Tau. And I don't know what it means. Sounds like a fraternity.
Yeah, it does. It's the name of the company that manufactures the carnitine.
And other things, too. I think they make ubiquinol, don't they?
No. There's only one company right now that makes ubiquinol, and that's Konica. It's a Japanese company. They make most of the CoQ10 that's used, and they make all of the ubiquinol right now.
Okay, so we're importing it. But so what did I want to ask you? I wanted to ask you about, so it's safe then. I'll be getting first grade.
Yeah, you're fine.
Although it's much cheaper. I was surprised. This one firm over another.
Well, also once some companies are less than others, and, you know, for various reasons.
I tried to get them with the least ingredients other than the original one.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to ask you one other thing, if you please. Let's see. So it's okay to take that. I take two 500 L-carnitine,
yeah,
and I take one only of 100 ubiquinol.
Ubiquinol.
That's not enough, huh?
You could try doubling the dosage. It wouldn't
but
be
remember,
a problem.
You can have it measured. Our offices are in Summit. We can measure it for you. I'm sure your family doctor could do so as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just a regular primary doctor. I no longer have a cardiac doctor.
Well, you should have one. But, in fact, all the major labs will measure both, not acetylcarnitine, but carnitine levels, and they'll measure coenzyme Q levels. So whoever your doctor is, they can get it for you.
Okay. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is, I wondered, I'm not supposed to eat corn. The lectins in corn bother me. I was tested for it, corn.
Okay.
A few unusual things according to my blood type.
Okay.
And I've had, but I like to take 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C. It makes me feel good.
Okay.
Which one is not based on corn?
Most of them are based on corn, but by the time you get it, all of the corn is gone.
Even if it's grown on the corn?
It's not grown on the corn. It's derived from the sugar in the corn.
That's what I meant.
No. You have absolutely no problem with the corn.
So I wouldn't be absorbing that irritant.
No. It's so far removed from corn that you wouldn't even have a clue. Now, very few molecules left of the corn.
I want to ask you one about other
You
things.
Got a lot of one more questions, Mary, I'll tell you.
Too many? One more.
They're interesting.
Okay, yeah, good. So we'll let you stay.
I got something to tell you about that might help you with your fluoride. Wait a minute. Dadgum, there goes that memory. You see, that's why I need the acetyl.
I know.
I got the corn, got the CoQ10.
You can call back if you remember.
Well, I just wanted to tell you this. My husband was in the dental world, and boy, if you want to fight fluoride, contact the dental societies. That's the way to go.
Yeah, they're just married to it. You're not going to go anywhere with the ADA. They made their stand in this, and you know, same thing with mercury. They're not changing.
Oh, it was a terrible fight over mercury.
Yeah.
And he was active in the local area. And
okay, Mary, we'd like to talk, but we got to take a break. It was nice speaking to you. Thanks for the call. Okay, just as I said, we have to pause for a break. Let's see. I want to alert you. No, I already did that. So, okay, we'll be back after these messages.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex. This gluten-free, kosher-certified formula brings together both sides of the vitamin E family, tocopherols and tocotrienols, with especially high levels of the gamma form. Recent research has found that a total vitamin E complex containing all of the family members, including alpha, beta, delta, and gamma tocopherols and tocotrienols, may provide more heart health benefits than just alpha tocopherol alone. So although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex, another cardio support formula from Blue Bonnet, available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Richard Passwater. And this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrate. New Chapter, the whole truth, and the full New Chapter line is now on sale at 25% off list price. Okay, let's talk to David from Glenbrook, New Jersey. Hi, David.
Yes, hi. Around 10 years ago, I had colon cancer and 3 feet of my small intestine were removed.
Uh-huh.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're listening.
Oh, hi. And when I take omega-3s, I get diarrhea, and I try flaxseed oil, and it burns my stomach. What can I take to get my omega-3s?
Okay, we're turning this over to our tough question guy, Dr. Podell.
Okay. If you had colon cancer, they would have, I would think, take out part of your colon, not your small intestine. So you said small intestine, did you?
I assume that's what it was.
Okay, so, all right, so... It's a good question, because usually when people have trouble tolerating something like a fish oil, let's say, we encapsulate it so that it releases in the small intestine, not in the stomach.
Well, I take the enterocoated.
Well, maybe you should take the regular, because the enterocoated is going to release further down and might stimulate diarrhea.
Okay.
Also, I would take it with food.
Yeah, I do that after breakfast.
See what happens with dinner, because, again, there's more food there, typically, to dilute it.
And right now, though, when I take it, it's 1,200 milligram. Is that too much, or do you think I should take less?
Well, it depends. If you can't salvage it any other way, then we would try with less.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you take it in the non-enteric form and take it with dinner, maybe that will fix it.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, good luck, David. All right, Esther from the Bronx. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, I have two questions about CoQ10.
Uh-huh.
One is for myself to lower my blood pressure.
Okay.
And I also have very bad leg cramps only at night in bed unless I take 1,000 milligrams of chelated magnesium with 400 of potassium in it.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if CoQ10 might help me instead of having to take that much magnesium potassium every day.
I wouldn't think so. I think you just, you know, it's lucky you found something that works for your leg cramps. Some people don't.
Well, there's something else you might do, though, which is a lot of good stretching. Because what happens is when you lie in bed at night, the muscles start contracting.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly if you let your feet flop forward, that'll, you know, make the calves contract more. And so there's all that mechanical stuff that you can work on as well.
Okay, great. And to lower my blood pressure, would coQ-enzyme help me for that?
It would help some. You know, we had a commercial a while back for a product which I like very much. It's called Kyolic, and it's a fermented garlic product. And if you continue the CoQ10, but they have a number of Kyolic formulas, Kyolic garlic formulas that I would suggest that you use also to help with your blood pressure.
Okay, now the other question, thank you, the other question about the CoQ10 is for somebody who is once again experiencing angina. He has a cardiac history and he now also has chronic kidney disease. So I thought that maybe CoQ10 would help with the angina. What's your opinion about that?
It wouldn't hurt. But I don't think we have any real strong evidence on coenzyme Q and angina. On the other hand, carnitine, we do have some evidence that's helpful. But the first thing is the cardiologist has to be the captain of the ship because, you know, what's going on and what else might be creating the vulnerability is something the cardiologist has to look at.
Yeah, once you have, you know, the kidney disease is, you know, complicates everything. You know, there's things which could be helpful for the angina, but, you know, the two doctors need to work together with someone who knows, who understands the nutrition, somebody like Dr. Podell, you know, who could interact with the kidney guy and the cardiologist and hopefully get your friend on the right track.
Is there an amount of carnitine that I could ask the kidney doctor if it's okay for him to take?
Well, the kidney doctors actually use carnitine often for their dialysis patients, so they're probably kind of familiar. But the basic thing is that you measure the level and see where it is, and then you adjust accordingly.
Level.
Yeah.
Okay, and thank you. I want to ask you a general question because I'm starting to take more supplements, and I'm wondering, I once had a test a couple of years ago. I know that my stomach acid is low. Would that affect the absorption of a supplement? Should I address that before I start taking more supplements?
It's the stomach acid would probably, might hinder some of the mineral absorption. You know, things like calcium or magnesium or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it would hinder the vitamin absorption per se.
Yeah, and it probably wouldn't affect coenzyme Q or fish oil or carnitine.
Yeah, so it might interfere with the digestion of food, burping and things like that, but I don't know that it would hinder the absorption of the food that much.
Or right, because I want to start taking something for osteoporosis And I recently actually started taking a probiotic, and I find that I still have the same stomach symptoms. So that's what made me think about this. Would it affect the probiotics?
Yeah, it's definitely something that you could look into adjusting your acid. They have hydrochloric acid tablets in the form of betaine hydrochloride. You could try something like that. Solgar has a product called Beta Pepsin, which has betaine hydrochloride and pepsin. See if taking some of that, see if that helps you when you take that with your food.
Well, what dosage would you suggest?
Oh, a tablet or two with meals.
Of either betaine or
the product called Beta Pepsin.
Is Dr. Podell in New York City?
Well, this afternoon, yes, but ordinarily, no. We practice in Summit, New Jersey, and in Somerset, New Jersey.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, all of you.
Okay. Thanks for that call. Okay. Marie from Union City, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
So good to talk to you, Arnie. I love your program.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Very quick. We got about 30 seconds.
I'm calling on the CoQ10 ubiquinol.
Go ahead.
What's the difference? You said ubiquinol and ubiquinone.
Yeah,
two different products?
Yes. CoQ10 is ubiquinone. Ubiquinol is ubiquinol. They interchange with each other in the body, but you can take it as a supplement either as CoQ10, which is ubiquinone, or as ubiquinol. Okay? I realize it's confusing, but, either one would be good, Marie. Thanks for the call. Okay, now we're going to hear a little bit about Zyflamend.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. And the full New Chapter line is now on sale at 25% off list at Wilner Chemist. Dr. Passwater, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's always my pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. We always enjoy having you, and I look forward to your next visit sometime in the near future, I hope.
It'd be my pleasure if I get the opportunity.
Okay. All right. We hope you've enjoyed spending this couple of hours with us. We will return again next Sunday at 2 o'clock here on the Wilner Window. We hope you will join us. Thanks to Noah and Ira in the control room. Stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.